We know that in Erev Yom Kippur, we start saying vidui. When you do tshuva, you say vidui. Person 120, before he passes away, he's zaycheh to do tshuva, he says vidui. But there is a different kind of a vidui. It's called vidui maisris. It's the statement a person has to say during the time of bir maisris. You have to say, I did everything you told me to do with my maisris, and Chazal referred to that as vidui. Actually, what he says is the parasha in the Torah, the psukim. And you have to say it out. The Torah says, v'yamarta lefnei Hashem. The ikra mitzvah of vidui is in the Beis HaMikdash, it's lefnei Hashem. But really, if you said vidui anywhere, you're yodza, because wherever you are, it's lefnei Hashem, Hashem is everywhere. But lechatchila, it's supposed to be, the Mefarshim explained, in the Beis HaMikdash. So, the next five Mishnayos, actually the last five Mishnayos of our Masechta, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, are going to teach us about the mitzvah of vidui maisris. Zok the Mishnah, b'mincha b'yom tev ha'achrayin, when it came to the time of mincha, the last day of Pesach. Remember in Eretz Yisrael, that's the seventh day of Pesach. The eighth day is only in Chutz Laretz. Hayam misvadin, they would say the vidui. Hold it. You tell me last time that we actually do the beer Erev Yom Tov, Erev Pesach. Correct, so what's the problem? So why don't we say it then? Why do we say it the last day of Pesach? And the answer is that the chiyuv to be mevayeh, we also explained, is by the last day of Pesach. That's the deadline in the Torah. So Chazal tells us to do it Erev Pesach, but we're not going to say the vidui till the last day. When you say the vidui, you're saying you're mevayeh everything. I already destroyed my Meister Sheini and my Neter Avai. Either I ate it or I destroyed it. If you're going to say that on Erev Yom Tov, that means you already ate or destroyed your Meister Sheini and Revai Erev Yom Tov. What if you want to eat those pears during Pesach? There's no reason you can't. L'chatchila, we want you to eat the Meister Sheini, the Neter Avai. So therefore, with the statement that I destroyed everything, that was Mekayim, the mitzvah of beer. And again, the mitzvah of beer is the truma, see, maisers I gave to the proper people. Maiser sheni, either I ate or I destroyed it. That, we're not going to say till the last day, after the suda, when there's taka nothing left. So once again, zok the Mishnah, mesechtes maiser sheni, perikei Mishnah yod. B'mincha b'yom tev achren, when you get to the time of mincha yom tev achren. That's why it says mincha yom tev achren. Because we're waiting after the suda in the morning. There's no shalosh sudas on Pesach. But we're waiting till after the Suda, because as much as he can eat from the Peiros of Maaser Sheni, we'd rather he first eat them up. But at that time, Hayim Misvadin, they would say the Vidui, that they fulfill the mitzvah of Bir Maisris. Try to imagine how things are going to be different when we'll have the Beis HaMikdash Bez Hashem. Time of Mincha, Shishal Pesach, hurry, hurry! We're doing the mitzvah of Bir now, we're saying the Bir! Zakta Mishnah Kesen Hayah Vidui. What was the Nisuch of the Vidui? What exactly do you say? And basically, we're saying the Lashon of the Pasuk. We're saying, Bi'arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. I removed the holy things from the house. What are the holy things from the house? Am I Sersheni V'Neter Revoi? They have to be removed from the house. Either you took them to Yerushalayim to eat them, or if it's not possible at this point, it has to be destroyed. So again, when we say Bi'arti HaKadosh Min HaBayis, both my Sersheni and Neter Revoi refer to as Kadosh. Vayter. Then I say the words Nisativ LeLevi, I gave it to the Levi. Zeh Maaser Levi, that refers to Maaser Rishon, which goes to the Levi. V'gam Nisativ. Now it says V'gam, and also over here. What does that come to include? Zu Truma, that's the Truma that has to go to the Kayin. Utruma Smaiser, and the Truma Smaiser that the Levi has to give from his Maaser to the Kayin. Every time it says V'gam, it comes to add something. Besides forgiving the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, I also gave the Truma to the Kayin. And the Levi gave the Trumas Meiser to the Kohen as well, from his Chelik of Meiser, all that in the word V'gan. Weiter, we quote the Pasuk Lager, LaYosayim, Uli Almana. Zeh Meiser Ani, this is Meiser Ani. HaLeket V'HaShikcha V'HaPeya. There's also Leket, Shikcha, and Pei, which are Matnas and Iyim, that are given to the poor. Leket, that's your one or two stalks that fell when you were collecting them. They have to be left. If three falls, you can take it. Shikcha means bundles or stalks that were forgotten in the field, and peya is portion at the corner or at one point in the field that has to be left for the aniyim, as we learned in the previous Masechtas. Zakta Mishnah, Lekat Shikhapeh is part of the vidui? Yes, Aval Bisha Einon Ma'akvin as a vidui, but don't prevent the vidui from being said, which means, let's say I didn't give Lekat Shikhapeh, he can still say the vidui. On the other hand, if he didn't give Truma or Maiser Rishai, Trumas Maiser, Maiser Sheni or Neter Revai, then he can't say the vidui. But in the case of Lekat Shikhapeh, even if he didn't leave it for the poor, what he was supposed to, he can still say the vidui. And then he says, Min Abayis, from the house, what does that come to teach us? Zu Challah, that refers to the mitzvah of Challah, you have to separate from the dough, and that's done inside the house. It's not done on the field. That's why when the Pasuk says, Min Abayis, it's referring to the mitzvah of separating Challah. So, chazing over our Mishnah, although the actual beer, for the most part, was done Erev Yom Tov, but we didn't say it yet because we want to be able to say that we removed all the peiros, and that would mean that I don't have any peiros for Yom Tov. So I want to leave some of the Maaser Sheni or Neter Revai peiros for Yom Tov, assuming I'm in Yerushalayim, of course. So b'mincha, b'yom tov v'achrayin, after the suda in the morning, that's when we said the vidui. It says, b'yartia kodesh min abayis. Kodesh refers to Maaser Sheni and Neter Revai that are called kodesh. The satav l'levi refers to Maaser Rishayin. The gam nesatav, that's the truma and trumas Maaser, that's learned from the word v'gam. A little bit of a problem here, the Mefarshim point out. How does the Yisrael say, I gave the Trumas Maaser to the Kohen? He doesn't give the Trumas Maaser to the Kohen. He gives the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, and the Levi takes Truma from his Maaser and gives it to the Kohen. So some say, Enochanami. When we say over here, Trumas Maaser, we're talking about a Levi who's saying it. The Gra takes out the words Trumas Maaser from the Mishnah. Then he says, Leger Liyosem Ulamana, that refers to Maaser Oni, and he also adds Lekat Shikha and Peya, which are the Matnas and Niyim. Even though, suppose he didn't do this mitzvah, he can still say the vidui. Now some say that's if there's nothing he can do about it now. Let's say it was burnt before he had a chance to perform the mitzvah of leket. It never got to leket. But if he lamaisa still has it, then you can't just keep it in your house and say, oh, I did the mitzvah of leket shekhapeya. No, then you have to give it to the aniyah. So according to this pshat, what's the difference between leket shekhapeya and the other maestros? The other maestros, even if it's not your fault, the maestros, you can't say the vidui. But Lekat Shikhapeya, if you're an oinus and you don't have it, you can still say the vidui. But if you have it, you have to give it. Now, what's not the reason that if he didn't give the Lekat Shikhapeya, it doesn't stop the vidui? So Rashi explains, by the other maestros, the lashon is, you have to give. Nesina. So if you didn't give, you can't say, I gave. But Lekat Shikhapeh doesn't say to give. It says, leave it there. Leave it there for the Aniyim to take it. The Ikka Mitzvah is to leave it, and the Aniyim come and take it on their own. So Memela, when he says, I gave, it doesn't refer to Lekat Shikhapeh anyway. And finally, the Mishnah told us, when it says, Min Abayis, that refers to the Mitzvah of Afroshas Challah, that he separated the Challah as they were baking the dough. Why is that Min Abayis? Because you bake dough in the house. The other Maestros are out in the field. The kavan of the pasuk really, when it says min abayis, is I took out the maestros from the house. So some say it's just like a remez and a smachta, but akoponim, we learn from this as well that we're referring here to the mitzvah of challah.